Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2009. All the geek and the damn rain's back. I know that doesn't rhyme, but it's throwing me off, dude.
It is back, I know. Is it supposed to be better this afternoon? Because that's
There's still a 40% chance of rain throughout the afternoon, yeah, although it will get warmer.
Providing weather forecasts for local folks, too.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can't do? You know what I mean?
No, sir.
Oh,
because
my God.
I am Billy Flynn.
He's tenacious, isn't he?
And, of course, across from me, the weather sidekick. It is the Vicar.
What are you looking at? You've never seen a hypocrite before?
Oh, nice. Wow.
Wow, my goodness gracious me. It is Wednesday, Billy Flynn. That means that we get some comic book action we're going to be talking about today. I'm excited about that. Gathered that list together for all of you comic book nuts out there.
Ooh, I like that. I like the inflection on
nuts.
That. This date, April 22nd, 1915, the first military use of poison gas, chlorine by Germany, World War I.
Great, thanks for
that. There you go. This date, 1952, Americans watched the world's first live television coverage of an atomic bomb test in the Nevada desert.
Ooh, I wonder what the ratings were like on that.
Ooh, let's set off bombs on our own land.
Watch it.
This date, 1970, the first Earth Day was observed. So happy Earth Day to all you tree-hugging hippies out there.
The glowing marshmallows over it.
This date, 1986, the first genetically altered virus to be released into the environment was approved by the Department of Agriculture.
It's also not a good idea.
It was used to fight a form of herpes affecting swine. So
swine peas?
So you can thank them now.
Because now we have no swine peas, apparently. Wow.
Yeah, no swine peas.
I have some birthdays here this day, 1724. Immanuel Kant, German philosopher.
Immanuel Kant was a real peasant who was very rarely stable.
It's Vladimir Day, 1870. Vladimir Lenin, Russian revolutionary, was born. Also Vladimir Nabokov.
The proletariat will rule.
Was born on this day as well in 1899. 1904, Robert Oppenheimer, American physicist. Yeah, this is a little
bit of people watched
today.
Him on TV, or at least his
exactly.
work.
Exactly. This day, 1923, the now late great Betty Page.
Oh, Betty
was born.
Page.
1926, Charlotte Ray, baby.
Yeah, Ms.
Hot
Garrett
diggity
is
damn.
83 years old.
Jack Nicholson was born on this day in 1937.
Makes him 72.
John Waters, born in 46.
63 years old today.
Peter Frampton, born in 50.
Frampton comes alive, at least for his colonoscopy.
And Paul Carrick.
Wow.
Squeeze and all. Yeah,
well, quickly, sir, Michelle Ryan is 25 years old. She was most recently seen as the new bionic woman. Eric Mabius is 38 from Welcome to the Dollhouse and from The Crow Salvation, which was not a bad sequel.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Just
never saw any of the sequels.
Really? Got him. Okay. Nah, Cheryl Lee is 42. That was Laura Palmer. She's dead. She's wrapped in plastic.
Yeah, that's how you can tell. TV, baby.
There's stuff on this evening.
There is indeed. CBS, The New Adventures of Old Christine, not new at all. They shouldn't say that. They shouldn't advertise it that way. It's a rerun.
It is.
What's up with that?
The reruns of Old Christine.
I know.
Does have the same ring to it. Let's see. ABC's got Scrubs and a new Better Off Ted. And then on an episode of Lost. Oh, I'm sorry. On a clip show of Lost.
Oh.
It's not a new episode. It's another one of these. Let's look at some of the theories while we take a week off for an episode.
Yeah.
Grr!
Yeah, what do you do? Fox
Smash. Oh, the
lie to me. Lie to me. It's brand new over
You're
there on Fox.
You're talented and charming.
I don't know if anybody is actually watching that show, but it's new. American Idol votes off two contestants, Billy.
Really?
Two of them are out of there. They're gone.
Good. That means it's 1 week shorter this time.
That's right.
Huh? Nice. NBC's got reruns of Law & Order, followed by reruns of Special Victims Unit, followed by reruns of regular Law & Order.
Wow, there you go.
So, there you go.
AMC, American Movie Classics, recognizing Batman Begins.
Damn right they are.
As an American movie classic. And then over on Encore, you get to watch Richard Dawson, baby. It's Running Man.
Oh, that's good.
That's a good movie, man.
You didn't see what American Movie Classics is showing after Batman Begins,
did you?
Nah,
I didn't look, man.
Catwoman.
Oh, wow.
How do you follow what Batman Begins with Catwoman?
Well, thematically, I suppose.
Over on
proper.
A&E on the Exterminators, Extreme Roaches!
Oh, God. Nobody wants to see that.
Roaches all hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
You don't need
what
that.
What the hell? FX has got Rush Hour, and in case you miss it, because it goes too fast.
Do you understand words that are coming?
It's on twice.
Ooh. Tonight on Comedy Central on South Park, Cartman goes to Somalia to live out his childhood dream of becoming a pirate.
Okay, I can see that. HBO Leatherheads. That was a good movie. Overlooked movie about early football. I enjoyed the hell out of that movie.
I had
movie.
A good time.
That's good.
It could have been a little better, but I wanted it. Yeah, I like
History
it.
Channel on Monster Quest.
Yeah.
Sea Monsters!
Ah!
Sigmund is back.
Oh, you wouldn't come here, little
the
boy.
The return of Sigmund, and he eats children. You never saw that in the old
no.
show. No.
Discovery Channel on Mythbusters. It's the banana peel slip. Could you leave a banana peel down and have someone say, oh! We'll find out tonight.
We are Jamie indeed. And Adam. Oxygen Channel showing Pride and Prejudice twice. Yes, it's a chick movie. I love it. I love it. Keira Knightley just makes me tongue sweat.
Later on in the evening on the History Channel and UFO Hunters, it's Nazi UFOs.
Oh.
You know, the ones that are actually shaped like swastikas
that
can fly around.
You know nothing?
FMC tonight, once again, they're showing Jack Ryan and Hannibal Lecter fighting the bear. The Edge is on again.
Cartoon Network, Scooby-Doo and the Samurai Sword. That's
really
new, because in our day, it didn't have no damn samurai
no.
Scooby-Doo.
Nothing like that. If I'm watching anything tonight, sir, it's Lifetime Television for Women. Because a New York boy finds his first love while the marriage between his parents begins to crumble. Tonight, John Hutcherson and Bradley Whitford and Cynthia Nixon all reside in Little Manhattan.
Oh, it's so cute. It's tiny. It's in a bottle. Like Candor.
We got mail, sir.
Yo, what you got, home skillet?
Let's see. It's a sad, sad day when you run down the hall at your work shouting, "The new phone book's here!" And nobody gets excited. That or they are completely used to my antics. I must act normal for a while to throw off suspicion. Shudder. Hope your day is filled with more wackiness than mine. Love, and nope, nothing odd happening here. No, sir, those aren't my rocket launchers. That's from our GRD mascot, Drace.
Oh, Drace!
Well, P.S. So sad, I think you know why. Okay, just joking. The husband is actually sadder than I due to the lack of pictures. Huh.
Well, listen, whose fault is
that? Is that a Starfest? That could be a Starfest comment.
No,
I'm not sure what that. I'm thinking, yeah, there's a lack of pictures of you.
I would be sad, too.
Then you've got to blame that man.
That's what I mean. I mean, dude,
that man's
step
fault.
Up. Man up. Tell him the official opinion from GRD is man up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Picture up, if you will.
Yeah.
Dearest Vicar and Billy Flynn, I liked Flynn's panel discussion just posted on the Jesus Geeks. If Hulu.com could be easily played through gaming system on a TV, would it become the number one TV channel? I asked someone if they ever visit geekradiodaily.com. Oh, he actually wrote it down. Shame on me. I'm not paying attention.
No,
and
right.
they said no, but it rings a bell. That's from Corey. Yeah, if
that's nice. I like that.
If Hulu could be streamed just through a gaming system, if gaming system could get it, yeah, easily. Number one TV ever. Number one TV channel ever.
I think that would be the case, yeah.
It would just be easy. So, hey, our email's working.
All right, so email's back. That means you can flood us with your thoughts.
Please do, and you can do it at the correct way. You don't have to be like, do I have to carry the one?
What do I do?
It's podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, and Flinchers, all at geekradiodaily.com. Those messages will actually get through now. I've seen it happen.
It's a thing of beauty. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wednesday, of course, we're taking a peek in Flynn's long box and checking your geeky-fied news. Coming up this Wednesday, April 22nd edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Introducing 2 Minute Danger Theater, a podcast with an unending appetite for excitement.
Hello, I'll be your alien invader this evening.
Blast off with Commander Ranger and Cadet Nancy as they set foot on alien worlds.
The temperature is 50 degrees below zero.
It looks like we only have one spacesuit aboard the ship. You'll have to wear this bathrobe.
Trek around the globe with jungle adventurer Blake Diamond as he searches for an ancient mystical ruby.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes, I believe we've discovered the Holy Grail.
Damn it! Where's the ruby?
Wherever there's a Nazi plot to thwart or a humanitarian crisis to ignore, Blake Diamond will be there.
Lost Ark of the Covenant, map to the city of Atlantis, Missing Link.
And don't forget the voice, that mysterious crime fighter who lurks in the shadows.
If you don't talk, you'll force me to use my powers of telepathy.
Oh yeah? I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 10. What is it?
1.
No.
10.
No.
1.
Yes, 2 Minute Danger Theater. Just go to dangertheater.com. Please consult a physician before listening.
Nancy, what are you doing with that llama?
Milking it, sir.
Geek Radio Daily for Wednesday, April 22nd. I keep trying to say August. Myself not say August.
I know. That's because you want it to be Dragon Con.
Apparently. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I want Dragon Con to be here.
I don't want to skip out on the Raven Con and Balticon goodness that comes before that,
I want to get my
though.
Tuxedo ready. That is, of course, if we wind up in the finals. Well, hell, if we wind up being nominated, much less in the finals, for the Parsecs this year. Not that I'm fishing.
No. I think it was just a complete fluke last year. We even got on.
Ah, you're probably
I think
right.
That's what it was.
Yeah,
so,
you're probably right. Boy can dream.
Don't get your hopes
boy
up.
Boy can dream.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy can wake up with his heart broken, too.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
That's right.
A look inside the long box. New comics coming out this week, sir, at Avatar Press. It's Night of the Living Dead, New York. One shot.
Start spreading the news.
I'm a zombie today.
DC Comics Batman Battle for the Cowl Arkham Asylum one shot. Also Scalped issue number 28. One of the few Western comics I'm not reading. I wonder if I should check that out. Is that good?
I haven't read that. So I don't know.
I'll find out.
The War That Time Forgot's number 12, issue 12 of 12. It wraps up today.
All right, Supergirl number 40 is out today. Still rolling, still doing well.
Over at Boom Studios, Fall of Cthulhu, Nemesis number 1 of 4. This is, of course, where Cthulhu crosses over with that horrible Star Trek movie.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, that's what that is. Yeah.
From Dynamite Entertainment, Kapow! You get it? Dynamite? See,
I do,
it blew
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
Buck Rogers number 0. I know. That's
or that
what
or
they
Buck
do
Rogers
nowadays.
Is a zero. Is
Buck
that what
Rogers
they're calling
O.
Because that it's wouldn't be right. He'll kick your ass.
Skills Gerard's O face. And nobody asked for that.
He'll throw Twiggy at you.
Red Sonja number 43, also out from Dynamite today.
Battlestar Galactica Final 5 number 1 of 4 is out, which is interesting because I know who they are. So what are you going to tell me?
Yeah, who cares?
Dabble right? Brothers Productions, George R.R. Martin's Wild Cards, Hard Call number 5 of 6. Wow, that's not easy to say. Dark Horse Star Wars Dark Times number 13 is part of Blue Harvest. That's part 1 of 5. And Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic number 40 is out.
Got some G.I. Joe action from IDW Publishing. G.I. Joe, The Best of Larry Hama hardcover.
Oh,
out. Good
okay.
80s style G.I. Joe. The stuff I was reading, baby.
I remember that.
G.I. Joe number 1 is out now, too. I know they've had a couple titles, but they've had subtitles. This is just G.I. Joe.
Oh,
first
okay.
issue is out.
They've also got Angel number 20. Image Comics has Elephant Men number 18 because their capes are just huge.
Oh, well, evidently.
Viking number 1 is out, and Frank Frazetta's Neanderthal one-shot is out today as well.
From Kenzer and Company, new Knights of the Dinner Table, Bundle of Trouble trade paperback, volume 24. I love those things. Those are nice. New England Comics, The Tick, baby. Big Blue
Scoot.
Destiny, Complete Works, trade paperback. Wizards of the Coast is releasing the D&D 4th Edition Arcane Powers hardcover is out as well.
Marvel Comics, look, Astonishing X-Men 29's out.
Yeah, are you still reading it? Because I'm not.
No, I'm not. Dark Reign, Elektra number 2 of 5 is out today. And look, the Skrull Kill Crew number 1 of 5 is out today.
Oh, my
Just
goodness.
Walking up killing people left
Just
and right.
Just a good title, though,
go.
The Kill Crew. Sounds like rappers. Skull
yeah.
rappers.
Yeah,
I mean, Skrull. Hard to
if
say.
If I'm buying anything today, it's from Wizard Entertainment because it's the Wizard How to Draw Best of Basic Training Heroic Anatomy hardcover.
Oh, wow.
Because that way I can draw Wonder Woman's boobs.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, Marvel's announced their comics coming out in July, including a mysterious new series titled Reborn, written by Captain America writer Ed Brubaker. Does that mean Steve Rogers is coming back? Huh? Well, of course he is.
Yeah.
But is he coming?
We know that.
But is he coming back and reborn?
Oh yeah.
Or
I
is
don't
there
know.
A twist?
Oh, it could be a twist.
He's saying you've got to be careful because it's going to be released on the anniversary that Captain America died. So we're going to take a look back.
It could be Gwen Stacy for no reason at all.
But apparently, there's a huge twist
oh,
coming.
Oh my gosh!
Where we find out, I guess, that the Red Skull's actually a good guy. I don't know.
I don't know.
So we'll see.
I don't care either, to be perfectly honest with you. From Variety.com, DirecTV's 101 Network has acquired uncensored off-net runs of gritty HBO dramas Deadwood and Oz.
Aren't they showing, like, reruns of Good Times and stuff now?
I don't know.
I think they are.
Pick up reps for the first time either show has been run on TV outside of HBO. DirecTV will begin airing both shows Sunday nights starting May 31st. Deadwood and Oz will be offered via DirecTV's on-demand service. Deal includes 36 episodes of Deadwood and 56 segments of Oz. Shows will be unedited without commercials and in high def.
Wow.
Of course, they've done that with Friday Night Lights most recently.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah, that's cool. Good. I'm glad because I don't have the premium channels.
That's
like the old HBO. Ooh. I don't have it. I'm ghetto.
So Paramount Home Entertainment, we talked about this, oh, I don't know, 6-7 months ago maybe, but we finally have a release date for The State, the complete series on DVD.
Word.
Of course, created as MTV's first foray into the sketch comedy genre. The State, it stuck with people.
People
love that
thing. I never saw it. I'm familiar with it. I never saw that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, July 14th this year,
okay.
We finally get The State complete series, and sir, I think I'll dip my balls in it.
Okay. Oh, wow.
See what I did there? You don't remember The State at all, do you?
No, I didn't see
Apparently
it.
Apparently not.
Okay.
Apparently not. The pilot for the show Flash Forward has impressed ABC
Flash.
Executives enough to give the series a thumbs up for a green light this fall, according to Ain't It Cool News. The series, based on Robert J. Sawyer's novel of the same name, will be produced by David Goyer and Brandon Braga. It has been touted as a companion series to one of my favorite shows that you should be watching, Lost, which doesn't have a new episode on tonight. Flash forwards an experiment causes the entire world to flash into the future for 2 minutes, with everyone getting a glimpse of what is to come that in those 2 minutes. I guess that happens every week, or maybe it'll be random times every week. Who knows? But if you think of all the things you could have saved yourself if you could have just saw 2 minutes into the future. Think about it. prom night.
I guess if I wanted to, yeah, 2 minutes into the future, hell, I can see post sex, you know. but if I wanted to look into the future, 2 minutes, that's what you're giving me is 2 minutes, as the vicarist says. That's what you're giving me.
The entire world gets to do it.
Yeah, I know, but all right.
Okay, fine. He's disappointed.
Much like the vicarist, incidentally, on sex night.
Fast up. And Geek Radio Daily, please drop by iTunes. Or, you know, other things other than iTunes, do subscribe to podcasts.
That's true.
Any of them. Go to any of them and pick up the show, please.
All of them.
All of them.
At the
write
same
reviews
time.
Everywhere you go, whether it's a review site or not. It's fun. It's fantastic. GRD license, the Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, 96.3.0 license. Email us at works, podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, and Flintstress at geekradiodaily.com. Mm.
Hello, I'm John Waters, and I'm supposed to announce there is no smoking in this theater, which I think is one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard of in my life. How can anyone sit through a length of a film, and especially a European film, and not have a cigarette? But don't you wish you had one right now? And I'm telling you that smoke anyway, it gives ushers jobs, and if people didn't smoke, there would be no employment for the youth of today. So once again, no smoking in this theater.